This is Journey Free Podcast, a sacred space with Unique Hershey, a multidimensional one who loves to meet life experiences and conversation. She inspires others to embrace their differences and encourages them to love themselves for the uniqueness that they are. Listen for candid conversations on lifestyle, spirituality, wellness, sexuality, and inspiration. All are welcome to converse, engage, and share. So come catch this vibe because it's a blessing. Hey Journeys, way I've been, it's Unique and I'm back with another episode. So this one is a little different. It's going to be like a little late night catch up with you guys because honestly, I can't sleep and I wanted to share with y'all about this book that I just finished reading. It was actually a gift from my babe, so shout out to you, babe. I've been wanting to read a book for a minute now and actually finish it. Front page to back page, and guess who did it? Yes, me, your girl. And would you believe, like, at the very end of it, I felt just this motivation to keep going. I had this courage that I can finish it all the way to the end. And I just want to tell y'all, I'm so proud of myself because I have so many books on my bookshelf and books that's still probably in the attic at my mom's house that I have not finished. And it literally took me years to finish a book from front to back. I have this thing where I will start a book and never finish it because y'all know life be lifing. But this time around, I was just like, you need to get out of this cycle of starting things and not finishing them, because how we read our books says a lot about us as people. It says a lot about how we approach life. And I know you think that like reading a book is such a simple thing, but it's a life lesson in the books that we read and how it is that we approach them and how it is that we read them. So let's start from the beginning. I literally started out as a young girl who was obsessed with books. I love to read. I really enjoy reading. I had any book that you can think of that was popular and relevant back in the days. Blue for High series to every children's book that you can probably think of that was popular. Dr. Seuss, Goodnight Moon, I Love You Forever, just to name a few. I also was a high achiever. So y'all know what that meant in school, right? If you read books, you would get rewarded for reading books. So not only did I actually like school and enjoy learning, but I was incentivized for learning and for reading. I don't know if y'all had this program in your school, but we had this program in collaboration with Pizza Hut, right? So if you would read a certain amount of pages or a certain amount of books, they would give you like these tickets that you could take to the Pizza Hut for reading a book, and you would get a free personal pan pizza. And y'all know me, I'm a Taurus, okay? So being incentivized with food, like, you can really win me over. Food is the key to my heart, if y'all haven't heard already. I really, really love to eat. I am a big foodie, and being incentivized with food, it really motivated me even more to read books, because it's just like, I can get food from reading. This is really, really dope. I'm with it. So yeah, I would get all the book reading tickets that I could manage within a school year. And I would get all the free pizza that I could manage in a school year. And that's the kind of girl that I was. Like, before social media, before all of this scrolling and TikTok and Instagram, I was a girly who really, really enjoyed like reading real books, paper books, front to back. And then as time progressed, I like got out of it because I don't know, it was just so many distractions. And you know, if you are a girl who's sitting over there like reading a book away from everybody else, you can be classed as, you know, not cool, a nerd and stuff like that. And so when I realized that like reading wasn't perceived as cool socially, I started to also like to step away from it, even though it was something that I liked. But I know that in school I would go to great lengths just to be a part and just to be accepted. And when I realized that like reading wasn't cool anymore, I kind of put it like on a back burner, despite the fact that like genuinely in my heart it was something that I enjoyed. You know, if you go a certain amount of time without doing something over a course of a period, it'll kind of like die off for you. And it honestly has taken me decades to be able to get that feeling back, get that enjoyment back. And, you know, being an adult, just adulting can be so distracting. Being a content creator, it can be so distracting. And I was like, how is it that I can merge the books that I'm reading with other things that I love and enjoy doing? And I know that there's girlies out here that feel like you gotta have something that's separate from your content. You gotta have something separate that's not monetized, like a hobby that you don't put online, you don't share outside of like what it is that you do. But to be honest with you guys, I literally live for a good book review. I live for those type of vlogs. I look at book vlogs. I'm seeing what the girls is looking at with their reading. And honestly, I don't feel like there's anything wrong with sharing it on your space if that's something that you like and it's something that you're into. To come and give y'all my thoughts about this book that I have been reading for the last few weeks. It's called Honey Girl and it's by this author named Morgan Rogers, a book that is centered around this girl who is a very high achiever. She grew up with a parent who was in the military, so y'all know the vibes. He was really strict on her about her academics and going through school, being successful, getting high accolades and everything like that. And she was coming up on the tail end of her finishing her PhD program. And what ended up ultimately happening was she got gifted with a trip to go to Vegas with her friends, went away for this trip. She ultimately went out there, got so turned up, y'all, that she got drunk to the point where she met this girl out there and they end up getting married in one of the chapels in Las Vegas. Mind you, before she went to Vegas, she did not know this girl from a can of paint. She literally married a stranger, woke up with a ring on her finger and a note. Like, what? Could you imagine? What a night. Once that happened, she had to hurry up, get herself together, because their flight was literally the next day after she had this impromptu wedding with a stranger. And so she had to hurry up, get out there, and go back to her hometown of Portland. And her friends end up finding out, and she just could not stop thinking about this girl. So over time, she was ruminating about, like, should she reach out to her? Should she use the card to, like, call the girl? All these things. And ultimately, she decided that she'll go ahead and do it. So once she did, of course, the girl answered and kind of wanted to also like hear from her again, because she had been thinking the same thing, like wondering where she was, wondering if she would ever see her again, so on and so forth. So mind you, in the midst of all this, the girl was finishing up the main character. Her name was Grace. She was finishing up her doctorate program and everything. So she ended up finishing and getting her degree successfully. successfully and everything like that. And now she had this pressure around like, okay, it's time for me to go out here in the real world, get a real job and do something in my field. But of course, because she's a Black woman in a field that is predominantly Caucasian, she was really having a hard time landing something because of just not being able to fit in the status quo of what astronomers look like, generally speaking, in the industry. Being Black, receiving microaggressions, receiving rejections and no's just because she was Black. And it was really putting a damper on her as a person, who she was and how she felt about herself. She knew that, like, she put up all this time, all this effort, all this energy into her studies for like over a decade, and she really just wanted ultimately to make her parents proud, because her dad actually wanted her to be a medical doctor, but she went through with astronomy instead just because she kind of wasn't really feeling like the medical field as a path for herself. And so she honestly was just trying to find her way. So in the midst of her being like in this pickle around like, what am I supposed to do with my life? Mind y'all, I'm gonna give you a little context. She was in her late 20s, so you know she was going through her Saturn return. With that being said, she ended up arranging to go to New York to meet the girl from Vegas. She ended up spending her summer in New York, and y'all already know, like, meeting somebody for the first time, it can be like very, very daunting. So the book took us through the emotions of that and how she was navigating her life, like one part of it avoiding her old life back in her hometown, not feeling like she had a place in this world, and really just being confused about what her next steps were, while simultaneously feeling like new feelings of new relationship energy, new love, and being around this girl that she had like all the hots for. So the girl actually has a radio show, go figure. And on the radio show, she tells stories about like monsters, and she uses monsters as an analogy to mirror how humans are and how humans navigate in the same ways that monsters do, and how like there's this monster in all of us. And so she tells these tales and stories of like different monsters throughout history, different legends, and she actually goes and hunts for monsters and like come back and tell the stories about like what it is that she finds or what it is that she don't find. That was also like a backdrop of Grace's experience in New York. It was really just like seeing the monster that was inside of her the whole time, like all the things that she had been bottling inside, all the things that she had been avoiding, and how that was coming up. They end up having a falling out, unfortunately, and as Grace does, she ended up running away, and she went back to Florida where her mom lives, which is like her childhood hometown. So her original hometown from like the beginning of the story was Portland, but then she went to Florida with her mom and she spent some time there and like really went through like a dark night of the soul where she turned her phone off for like a month or maybe longer and really had to like dig within and go within herself around like what is it that she was to get through from this experience and what it was that she was to learn. And so she did have a lot of epiphanies there, revelations there. She got herself through therapy as well as got like this job to kind of keep her going and making a little bit of money here and there. And ultimately she was able to kind of like get herself back on her feet after she stepped away from it all and really just did the work that was necessary on herself. I'm not going to give y'all the end or spoil it or anything like that. If y'all are interested in reading the book, it's called Honey Girl and it's by Morgan Rogers. And y'all can get into it. I just wanted to give y'all just an overview and summary synopsis of what the book was about and what it was that I was able to gain from what it was that I read. Beyond me just being proud of myself for finishing a book, this may seem so simple to y'all, but it really resonated with me in so many ways, and I'm gonna tell y'all how. One, me and the main character is very similar in age. We also have the same sexual orientation, which I really, really enjoyed. When I was looking to see what type of reviews were out there about the book, I actually learned about this term that's called sapphic. I don't know if I'm even pronouncing it correctly, but it's a genre of books that's around like lesbian relationship dynamics that I didn't even know exist. So that's amazing. Now I can have a new genre to look into that resonates with who it is that I am and how it is that I identify. I also really enjoyed like seeing the layers and the complexities of her experience as a Black woman who's also mixed and what that looked like for her and how like even though she was mixed they still would see her Blackness and how she was othered in so many spaces that she occupied, which I resonate with as well. You know, being the only Black girl in my current work environment, my current workspace, and the feelings that come up for me around that and how like it can be so isolating and lonely. And something that kept coming up in the book was lonely creatures, and that's what her wife, the radio show host from New York, would really talk about in her radio show. It was like, are you there? Are you listening? Where's my lonely creatures? And I feel like, wow, that is so resonant with me, because being able to have like a podcast or a radio show, you literally started off talking to yourself to a certain extent until somebody listens. You talk to nothingness and you talk to the abyss until someone listens. And I feel like each and every one of us go through this, whether we are a podcast host, a radio show host, a YouTuber or not. We are somehow all lonely creatures in some way, wanting somebody to hear us, wanting somebody to see us, wanting somebody to listen to us, wanting to be acknowledged and supported and heard through our fears, through the things that we're scared about, through our uncertainty, wanting to have that support no matter what. And even though it plays out differently for each one of us in different ways, I do know that each and every person has some type of monster inside of them that's crying out to be held, to be loved. And that was something that I was just like, wow, like I'm really digging this girl. I love the wife, by the way. She was very eclectic or eccentric, however y'all want to say it. She kind of had like this vibe about her that I can kind of click with. You know, she had her crystals in her room. She had her herbs. She smelled like the earth. And y'all know I'm so into that. So I really just enjoyed her character development, getting to know her better. Honestly, the main character would get on my nerves sometimes because for the first 8 chapters, if I'm not mistaken, she was like going through this little pitiful piece of who she was, and it just made the book so hard to read. And I also thought that the writer wrote kind of childish for me at the very beginning. It was like she wrote in a teenager's voice and I was expecting something that was a little more grown up, and I was just like, wow, this sounds very, very childish. And I had to keep reading to actually start to get into it. And it honestly wasn't until the point that she ended up leaving where it was that she lived to go link up with the girl for the summer that I actually really got into the book. So for me, it was a very slow start, and it took me days to even get through to the point where she finally showed up in that space with her wife that she married in Las Vegas. It took me a minute, but once I finally got there, I started zooming through the book. It's honestly a very easy read, and I don't mean to say like childish or teenager like in a way to be offensive or anything like that. It's just the tone and the voice that she chose, I guess, to make the read like very simple. It gave that for me. But it also will help you get through the book very, very fast. Even if you're like one of the slowest readers out there, the text is really big. The spacing is really big as well. And you'll find yourself like flipping the pages really, really fast. I noticed about myself, like the more I kept reading, the faster I was able to read. And so really looking forward to my next book. I'm not sure what it will be just yet. But if y'all have any recommendations for me, definitely let me know. I can tell y'all what I'm kind of into. So I love a good novel. I love romance, anything surrounding LGBT community or LGBT culture, African American inspired and experiences as well. I'm also into esotericism, spirituality, woo-woo kind of stuff, tantra, witchy things. Yeah. I also know that I like to watch like unsolved mysteries and stuff like that on TV, but I never actually picked up like a thriller or suspense book that was around that same type of medium. But if y'all know of a good one, I'll be open and receptive to it as well. I want to kind of stay away from the self-help books right now because I feel like I already have so much pressure on myself as it relates to personal development and doing the work, quote unquote. And so I just want my books right now in this space that I'm in to be a little more light, because I feel like my days and how it is that I am working through my ish and my mess is already hard on me, and I want something that is light and easy to go to throughout my day, where, you know, sometimes things can be hard, and us having like hobbies and mediums that we can reach out for even in the midst of the bad days can turn out to be really, really helpful. And so that's kind of why I'm not really into the self-help bag at the moment, because I just feel like my existence is constantly like doing the work, and sometimes I want to get away from that, not like avoiding it, but just giving myself balance. And yeah, you can personally develop yourself, and yes, you can do the work, but you can also have a book for pleasure, and that's okay. Yeah, journeys. So that has been what I have processed through today. Like I said, I'm so proud of myself for starting something and actually finishing it. And I want to keep that same energy with a lot of my other endeavors. If y'all are not tuned into my other spaces outside of the podcast, you can connect with me online at Unique Terche. I have social media as well as a YouTube channel where I do lifestyle content. And in addition to that, I do have a spirituality channel on YouTube. It's called The Unique Journey. If y'all are into oracle readings, intuitive messages, woo-woo things, esotericism, that's where you will find that type of content over there. And if y'all are coming over from Journey Free Podcast, definitely let me know. Reach out to me via DM at Journey Free Podcast and let me know what books y'all recommend for me to read next. And I'm also interested to know what it is that you are currently reading right now. Thank y'all so much for taking the time to listen to this late night episode with me. I am actually recording this right from my bed. No fancy setup or anything like that. Voice memo straight from my phone, girl. So it's giving real, real raw, real, real authentic, real me just chilling, sending a voice memo to you, my friend. And I like it. I can dig it. I'm not going to bear myself down about quality, what it can sound like, background noise and all that, because y'all know that the perfectionist in me can get so consumed, but that's not what it's about. I'm wishing y'all a happy, healthy, safe, vibrant week ahead, that you are living in your fruitfulness, your vitality, and your abundance, baby. You have now been tuned in to Journey Free Podcast, where life experiences meet conversation. I have shared with y'all my thoughts, my feelings, and opinions, and a little synopsis of the most recent book that I read, Honey Girl by Morgan Rogers, and I have blessed you with another episode. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. Thank y'all for being here. Thank you for showing up for me. Thank you for showing up for yourself. Bye, journeys.